The Man Who Loved Extinct Mammals, read by Jane Alexander. Sapers lived rather shapelessly in a city that shall be nameless. It was at a juncture of his life when he had many ties, none of them binding. Accordingly, he had much loose time, and nothing somehow better filled it than the perusal of extinct mammals. Living species gave him asthma, and the dinosaurs had been overdone. But in between lay a marvelous middle world of lumpy, clumping, hairy, milk-giving creatures passed from the face of the earth. They tended to be large. During these early periods, writes Harvey C. Markman in his pamphlet Fossil Mammals, published by the Denver Museum of Natural History, many of the mammals went in for large size and absurdity. For example, Barry Lambda. It was nearly 8 feet long and half as high. It had a short face, broad feet, muscular legs, and a very stout tail. It combined, to quote Markman again, many anatomical peculiarities which together had little survival value. One might say of this race and other aberrant groups that they tried to specialize in too many ways and made very little progress in the more essential directions. It was extinct by the end of the Paleocene. Who could not love such a creature? Sapers asked himself. And who is to say what is an essential direction? Barry Lambda was an amblypod, meaning blunt foot, an order or suborder of ungulates that had, Webster's dictionary told Sapers, very small, smooth brains. The small was to be expected.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?